self-exaltation. This is the very, if you boil paganism, the counterfeit religion of Satan, down to its lowest common denominator, it's self-exaltation. And this truth about the daily is very clearly identified in Daniel chapter 8, if you take it that deep in. This truth was bringing the principle that actuates the daily right into a personal confrontation with those people that were hearing this for the first time, and it was causing them some anxiety, as they had learned that the daily was representing pagan Rome and paganism in general. And suddenly the brother is saying, no, if you personally are still holding on to selfishness in your heart, then the very root of the daily is in your heart as well. And it caused a little shaking there. But my point is this. Perhaps the premier characteristic of the papacy, if you go to verse 36 of Daniel 11, the premier characteristic of the religion that the papacy puts forth to the world is self-exaltation. So when you come to verse 36 and it says, he does according to his will, he exalts himself, he magnifies himself above every god, he speaks marvelous things against the God of gods. This is simply, there is no power in Bible prophecy that comes close to fulfilling these characteristics. It comes other than the papacy. Now, the previous power certainly had them, but the papacy is the height of this human manifestation of self-exaltation. So when you find someone like Uriah Smith saying, if you hold to the position that this king in verse 36 is the papacy, the characteristics of the verse and the following verses don't hold true, brothers and sisters, this is one of the most premier characteristics of the papacy in the Bible. And it says in verse 36, that he will speak marvelous things against the God of gods. And in several of our presentation, and I'm trying to think of which one I would point you to, but in several of them, we refer to a passage in the Great Controversy where Sister White says, the speaking of a nation is an action of its legislative and judicial authorities. And if you've never looked for it before in your studies, when a power in Bible prophecy speaks, it's describing the legislation of laws. When the United States speaks as a dragon in Revelation 13:11, it's describing when Sunday is legislated by the Congress of the United States. So in verse 36, this speaking marvelous things against